Well, I think the estimate is that about 307 million people go to national parks every year.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful places. Yeah. It's also a place, I think, where you can definitely encounter God. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about encountering God in America's Most Beautiful Places with Penny Musco, author of Life Lessons from the National Parks, Meeting God in America's Most Glorious Places. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Very well. What is the appeal, aside from the obvious beauty, of a national park that would actually compel someone to pack up their family and drive to some of these rather far-flung locations?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, national parks, there's over 400. Right now the count is at 411 national parks. And they're not just there for the scenery, although certainly there's gorgeous scenery, but they're there for the stories, for our history of America. They're at battlefields, national monuments, national parks. One of the things in my book I talk about are memorials on Memorial Day, that every day should be Memorial Day. Hmm. And those we can find at the national parks, and we can see how God works there in the national parks through those stories, how he supervises the stories.
So, Penny, I have to ask, do you have a favorite park?
You know, that's kind of like asking if I have a favorite child.
Well, how many children do you have? Pick two.
Actually,
no, just kidding.
I do. The Grand Canyon is just awesome. Mm. I mean, it is indescribable. And when I was there, all I could do a lot of times was just sit there and watch it. It's so amazing.
Does it make
but
you...
But I like many of the other parks because there's always something different. I like Dry Tortugas National Park, too.
Where's
Florida.
That?
It's an amazing place.
Where's that?
Dry Tortugas. It's a national park that's off in the Gulf of Mexico from Key West. You have to take a boat or a seaplane to get there.
Oh, wow. You know, when I've been to Yellowstone, and I have to tell you, the immenseness, the natural beauty of the place, all the wild animals, it made me really ponder the awesomeness of God and what he has created. You know, I live near a big city, and we don't often get to see those expansive green places frequently. So when you're just kind of in it, you realize, wow, this is creation is breathtaking.
Amen.
It is. But again, you could see the God at work in these smaller places. When I was saying I talk about Memorial Day, I talk about Acadia National Park, which is in Maine. And people like to steal the rocks from Acadia. There's a big problem with rock stealing. And the reason they do that is they like to have a souvenir, something that they remember from the park.
Yeah, and please don't do that. Listeners, do not steal anything from the national parks. Please don't.
Yeah, I know that's a problem in Hawaii, too, where people are stealing lava rocks.
Let's not steal anything from the parks.
You know, Penny, I also want to say it's Monsignor Pope. Excuse me. I think they're kind of like living monuments. You know, the word monument is from manio mens, to admonish or remind the mind. You know, just they remind us of God and the immenseness of God, the grandeur, just a remarkable just experience of the magnificence of God.
It's beautiful.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Penny...
And Memorial Day, as I was saying about the Acadia, when you know, reminds us of Joshua piling the stones up. God told him to do that as a memorial. And we can make memorials ourselves to leave for others for others who come after us, say, this is how God worked in my life, just as the memorials in Joshua were. So that's one of the ways, another way we can see God in a park.
Amen.
That's nice. I mean, for us to think about that we can actually see God present in the park. I hadn't thought of it that way, so thank you for putting that together and making those connections for me.
There's an expression that comes to my mind when you go to these parks or you see something astonishing in nature. Don't think, look.
And that's hard.
Try not to just take the picture, you know. Just look
be
at
present.
It
mm-hmm.
with your own eyes for a minute.
And when you take a picture with your phone, don't be in the picture.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, just let nature be. Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, enjoy the experience before you enjoy the picture.
Well, Penny, thank you so much for joining Morning Glory. Where can we find you online?
I have my own website. It's pennymusco.com, PennyMusco.com. And it will tell you all about my writing. I'm a freelance writer, and it will tell you about a one-woman show I have because I was an artist in residence at a unit of the National Park Service. And it will tell you about my book and where to find it.
Life Lessons from the National Parks, Meeting God in America's Most Glorious Places. Thank you so much, Penny, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Amen. Thank you. You too.